We've been sounding great since 88. Right here on 101 FM.
It is the Monday Morning Show on 101 FM. Now, if you remember back a few years ago, our first guest this morning was a regular on the show. We're delighted to welcome him back. Federal Member for Ford, MP Bert Van Manen. Welcome back to 101. It's been a while.
Mike, it has been a while, but thanks for having us back, and always great to catch up and have a chat. And one of the great things I love about 101 FM, other than coming into the studio, we get to catch up at regular events all around our community when 101 FM is doing its outside broadcast. So great to be back in the studio.
And it's good to have you back. And, of course, you very kindly supported our trivia night a couple of weeks ago. You guys did well.
That was a fantastic night. I think 250 people and a great event. My team carried me very well. I think we finished up there. So,
you did.
It was a great night, very well run, interesting range of questions, and fortunately not too many music ones, which always stump me. So
you see, I was disappointed because I didn't obviously pay Charles enough. And I said, we need lots of music questions. I said, you're going to be disappointed, mate.
Yeah, good. Yeah, had a very good range of questions, so very, very enjoyable.
So we're going to do another one later on in the year, and hopefully you and your team will be there for that. I'm just talking about events. So we met up, we caught up on Saturday morning at the Volunteers Breakfast. Yeah. What a morning. What a fantastic day that was, really.
It just goes to show, Mike, what a wonderful community that we live in. You know, to see 400 plus volunteers, and that was, it was really just a small snapshot of the volunteers. We have a wonderful range of community groups that none of our sporting clubs would survive without volunteers. They're run by volunteers, and you know, kids from under five all the way up to seniors playing football or whatever other sports. Our volunteer community does such a fabulous job, and it makes Logan such a great place to live. And, you know, people from outside of Logan just don't understand what we have here as a community.
It's true. They really don't. I get very cross because, you know, people, they'll always look for the negative of stuff going on here. Yeah. And I will come back to them and say, do you know what? Every time we've had an event, if we've had a radiothon, if we've had a charity, anything that we're trying to raise money for, they are the first people to say, okay, we haven't got a lot, but we'll give you what we have.
Yeah.
And it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's a terrific community.
And when you looked at all these nominees for those awards, every single one of them deserved it. It was just great.
Yeah. But and they could have, they're all winners. They all have put an enormous amount of time and effort into serving our community. And you know, I can't imagine the job the judges had of deciding the ultimate winners of those categories, but would have been very, very difficult, as the mayor said.
Yeah, it was interesting, and I noticed that the MC picked up on what the mayor had said when he was saying if he didn't volunteer, and he used the word losers. And I kind of get it, take it out of context, it sounded awful, but I understand where he was coming from. If you don't, I mean, we're all volunteers here, as you know.
Yeah.
If you don't volunteer, I think you're missing out, because it's not about money, it's not about what you get out of it, it's what you can give back. And you know, every one of us here, why do you do it? We do it because we love it.
Yeah.
End of.
The more people we can have involved in our community organisations and giving back to our community, the better.
Yeah.
And we've seen that over the years, the wonderful job that our Rotary clubs, our sporting clubs, as I said earlier, our Lions clubs, all of those organisations, but the difficulty that they now have of getting the next generation of members is something for us to work on. And if we can encourage more people to get involved, our community will be a better place for it.
And actually, you've touched on a subject which is exactly the problem we have here, is trying to get younger people involved. Because, you know, we I've been very fortunate to be part of the 2033 roadmap for community radio throughout Australia. And the biggest problem we have nationally is, how do you get young people involved when there's no money at the end of it? And that's something that we can work on. Talking about money, so it was the budget just over a week ago, and who are the winners, who are the losers as far as Logan City is concerned?
Well, I'm disappointed, Mike. There's a number of major projects that are going on in Logan City, which obviously are funded.
So they will
continue. So that's the M1 upgrades. Main Roads have released the plans for the next stage of that from Logan Lee Road to the Logan Motorway.
Right.
There is some funding for that, but not enough. But it's not clear in the budget whether that additional money will be put in. There's a number of projects that have been sitting around for a while, such as the next phase of the upgrade to Chambers Flat Road, another road project around High Road and Easterly Street around Canterbury College, which I announced the money for that back in the 2019 election, and the council is yet to get those projects up and running. So those projects are potentially at risk. I don't know. That isn't clear. That's part of that overall review. But more importantly, I think, Mike, when we look at the budget, I'm concerned at the level of spend in the budget. And if you have a look in the forward years of the budget, how much extra the government is spending when we already have an inflationary problem and we need spending to be reined in a little bit.
Indeed.
What's going to happen? There is nothing in the budget there that I can see that's going to reduce pressure on interest rates. Yes, there was a payment for some people for their electricity bill, but people's electricity bills here in Queensland are going to go up by 20% from the 1st of July. So whatever that payment is going to be eaten up by that.
It's going to be wiped out, yeah.
And then on top of that, as we all well know, we've got a housing and rental crisis.
Ain't that the truth, yeah.
And they're talking about another 1.5 million people coming to Australia over the next 5 years. And when I talk to builders and developers, the cost of building stuff now is astronomical, and I don't know where we're going to fit all these people.
And it's a huge concern. As you know, this show is sponsored by Neil Giles from Browns Plains Real Estate, and we chat about it every month. Mm. And the difficulty now, you've got 30, 40 people with really good credit history going for one apartment, one three-bedroom house.
Yes.
They're having to bid 6 months' rent in advance. It's ridiculous. Yeah. We need to do something. Just talking about finance, Peter Dutton came out with an interesting comment the other day, which, as somebody who is getting towards a particular age, I can relate to. So you're on a pension. Mm-hmm. You think, do you know what? I really want to go out and work. I want to do something. But the more I work, the less money I'm going to get because they're going to take it off my pension. What would you like to see happen there? Because to me, it makes sense. Mm. It's good for the economy if people can be out there and with experience.
Yeah. Well, when we're in government, when we first came into government in 2013, I think the limit was about $5,000 a year.
Yeah,
we increased that to about $7,500. And we took a policy to last election to increase that a little bit further. Pete also outlined in his budget and reply speech that one of the things we could do for those who are unemployed is actually increase the amount they could also earn before their unemployment benefits started to get cut. So as an alternative to increasing by $40 a day, or $40 a week, sorry, or a fortnight, increase the amount they can earn has the same benefit and they're actually better off, because we know that the best thing for people is to have a job.
Absolutely.
Right? And it provides a whole range of benefits. Mental health, they're then involved in the community, they're building skills and building capability. And when I go around my electorate, the number of businesses that have staff required on their windows. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And what's worse with this budget, Mike, is that in the budget papers, they are planning for the unemployment rate to go up from 3.5% to 4.25%. It's 175,000 people they are saying are going to become unemployed over the next 12 months.
Which defies logic.
Which completely defies logic, and that makes no sense to me.
No sense whatsoever. No. And again, I speak to people a lot, and they say, we see that there's job opportunities at Bunnings, for example, but if they do even more than 10 hours a week, that's going to come off the pension or come off their unemployment, and it's just not worth doing. So I think people need incentives.
So and that's where I think what Peter has outlined in his budget reply speech makes sense. Increase that bracket before your payment starts to be reduced. That creates the incentive, particularly for people that want to work part-time. They don't necessarily want to work full-time.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a better step than just increasing the payment, because there's 600,000-odd people currently unemployed, or a bit more. There's 400,000 job vacancies in Australia.
Yeah,
so create the incentive for those people to work rather than just giving them an increase to their pay.
Because you've hit that on the head as well. If people think, I'm better off just staying in and not doing anything because I'll get more money, they're never going to get out.
No, but I think that's a poor view too, because when, as I said before, working and being engaged in a job brings so much more than just the monetary side of it.
Well, it's about communication as well, Bert, because, when COVID was going on and people were trapped in the houses and they couldn't get out, they lost the art of communication.
Correct.
And even now, if you go into some supermarkets, you think, wow, you don't want to be here today, love, do you, at the checkout? Because they've lost the art of communication.
Correct. I was talking to a friend of mine in the financial services industry, as my life prior to politics, and he was saying the problem they have now with a lot of younger people coming into the business is they want to send people clients emails or text messages. They don't want to pick the phone up and ring.
Because they don't know how to talk to
Correct.
People. Yeah.
I said recently at a school, we're in an age where you can be connected all the time yet not connected.
Yeah, it's very, very true. Yeah. And social media, although we love it here because we communicate with our listeners, sometimes it's got a negative effect on there as well. Yeah. As you know, Bert, I love chatting to you. We could be here all morning, but we need to wrap it up there right now. But this is the first of our regular monthly slots.
Yes, looking forward to it. Yep.
Which is great.
Great to catch up.
And, you know, lots going on. And again, a huge thanks to you because you are one of the most active people in the community. When is we always turn around and say, Bert Van Manen, he'll turn up for the opening of a fridge door. But that's great because, you know, you're out there, you're visible, and not all politicians can say that.
This is my community where I grew up. I love it. Yeah. Very proud of it. And I love the job I do. And always great to catch up with you. And to all of your listeners, hope you have a fantastic day.
So there you are. And, of course, just very briefly, if people want to contact you, if they've got concerns and issues that they want to deal with, how do they do that?
My website, bertvanmanen.com.au, has a feedback link on there. You can fill out the feedback form and that'll come through to us on the email and we'll get in touch.
What we might do is what we used to do and get people to send questions in for you.
Yeah, we can do that as well.
I won't let you see them in advance. Yeah. I'll just chuck them in when you least expect it.
Happy to do that next time round.
So there you are. If you missed the details, you could always give us a call here, 3808 8101. Bert, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Mike.